KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 63 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a chance for isolated showers and thunderstorms today. Later in the afternoon, a high around 82. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Weekend rains were welcome, but the latest USDA report shows the drought impact is showing in Iowa's crops. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
Farmers reported the corn leaves curling and ground cracking in some areas of the state from the heat. The USDA crop report shows corn condition rated at 56% good to excellent, a drop of 7 percentage points from last week. Soybean emergence was 96% complete 1 week ahead of the five-year average, and the soybeans were rated at 57% good to excellent. That's a 4 percentage point drop from the prior week. I'm Dar Danielson.
Well, early Sunday morning, the city of Atlantic helped Anita Municipal Utilities jet out a plugged wastewater pipe, and they notified the DNR of a wastewater discharge into a nearby creek. Officials say the wastewater backed up into a golf course's maintenance building and overflowed from a manhole into Turkey Creek, located northwest of the golf course, which is south of White Pole Road in Anita. The city of Atlantic removed the plug, stopping the discharge and the sewer backup into the building. The amount of discharge is unknown, but early estimates indicate a limited amount of wastewater reached the creek as the manhole was still intact. The DNR is monitoring the situation and seeking more information about the extent of the discharge, and they will consider appropriate enforcement action as necessary. Wastewater discharges due to mechanical problems must be reported to the DNR within 24 hours. They can be reported by calling the 24-hour environmental hotline at 515-725-8694 or your local DNR field office during their normal business hours. The Adair County Sheriff's Department on Monday reported three people were arrested on burglary charges over the past week. Just before 1 a.m. Saturday, 31-year-old Nicole Lynn Bell and 34-year-old Charles William Walker, both from Council Bluffs, were arrested at an apartment in Adair that was being remodeled and supposed to be empty and unoccupied. The door had been forced open. Police in Adair entered the apartment and found Bell and Walker. They also found a baggie of what appeared to be meth on the floor. As Bell was looking through her purse for identification, police noticed several pipes used for smoking meth had fallen out of her purse. Walker said the apartment was his mother's and that she had given him permission to be there. But the contractor doing the remodeling said the woman had been evicted over 2 months ago. Bell was arrested for burglary in the third degree and possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, third or subsequent offense. Walker had been arrested around 8:54 p.m. Friday for burglary in the third degree. He also had a warrant out of Cass County for theft in the fifth and criminal mischief in the fifth degree. Both were being held in the Adair County Jail, with bond for Walker set at $5,000 and Bell's bond set at $6,000. Thursday at around 12:22 a.m., Stewart police arrested 24-year-old Jesse Andrew Queener of Stewart for violation of a no-contact order, possession of paraphernalia, and burglary in the second degree. The latter charge was associated with an incident in the residence of the 600 block of Southwest 4th Street in Stewart. Queener's bond was set at $10,000. The Adair County Sheriff's Office says on June 13th at around 8:30 p.m., 38-year-old Christopher Anthony Ford of Greenfield was arrested by Greenfield police for failure to appear on a charge of harassment in the third degree and public intoxication. The harassment charge stems from an incident whereby Ford allegedly made sexual comments to three minor-age girls at the Greenfield City Park. His bond was set at $300. On June 16th, 37-year-old Christopher Lee Ballantyne of Des Moines was arrested in Adair County for failure to appear on a violation of probation charge, with bond set at $2,000. And 45-year-old Angela Jo Holtry of Lorimore was arrested June 19th in Adair County for OWI second offense. The breath sample registered 0.118%, which is over the legal limit for intoxication. Holtry was later released on a citation. Elsewhere in the news, an Atlantic man said he delivered a late-night wake-up call to his parents as soon as he discovered he'd won a $10,000 lottery prize. Chancey Elliott said Friday, as he claimed his prize at the lottery headquarters in Clive, that he went and pounded on the front door of his mom and dad's house to tell them the good news. The 25-year-old Elliott won the big prize in the Iowa Lottery's Jewel Game book, Scratch Game. He says he decided to buy a ticket in the game during a nighttime stop for something to drink at Casey's on Southwest 7th here in Atlantic. When he scratched the ticket at home, he thought he'd won $75, but when he scanned it with his Iowa Lottery mobile app, Elliott said that he realized the prize was much larger, and it didn't sink in until he returned to the store and an employee verified his win on the store's lottery terminal. Elliott said that it hit me after the guy was like, "No, you seriously won $10,000. I ran out of the store really quickly, and I'm like, I have to go to my mom and dad's house now. I don't care what time of night it is, I'm going now. Chance said his parents were just as surprised and excited as he was. And after a fitful night of sleep, Elliot said he was just happy to wake up and realize his big win wasn't a dream. He said, I'm a small-time guy and I work for everything. And he says, you hear stories about people winning this kind of money, but I never thought it would be me. Elliot, a plumber and farmer of three, said he planned to use his winnings to pay off debt and care for his children. The Jewel Game Book is a $20 scratch game. It features 6 pages of games, 10 top prizes of $100,000, and the overall odds of 1 in 2.52. For more information, you can see the Iowa Lottery's website at iowalottery.com. That is a check of our news this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.